Home, town, hero. Chapter 4.
I don't think the boy deserves shit,
says Jeff, driving his navy blue minivan north out of Circleville.
Come on, Jeff. Red's a good boy,
says Bobby Joe, a heavy-set brunette with frosted tips.
He just needs to see his father more often, is all.
The Grandview Mall is the closest within a 45-minute drive. And Jeff, in his pink polo shirt and thinning red hair, combed over to the side, says,
"Honey, I gotta pay the bills. If I spend all my time dilly-dallying around with the boy, who's gonna buy the dag-nab presents? Besides, I found cigarettes under his mattress again, and a Playboy, missed 1986. Kid needs some taste. He's lucky he's getting anything."
As they pass endless rows of corn in the night,
"Honey, where's my purse?"
"God damn it, no. Don't tell me you forgot your damn purse on the counter again. I'm starting to think you're getting the Alzheimer's.
I know it's around here somewhere, but..."
Bobby Joe says, unbuckling her seatbelt to look in the back seat for her purse.
"We go all the way home, and the goddamn thing sitting on the counter, I'm putting on the ball game. Hell, the mall's gonna be closed before we get there."
"Well, honey, if you didn't work so late all the time..."
"God damn."
Jeff slams on the brakes and whoops the van around, driving down into the ditch before heading back the way they had come. Bobby Joe repositions herself in her seat and clicks her seatbelt.
"Slow down, Jeff, before you get us killed. Red is a good boy. You need to give him a break."
"Yeah, you think so? Well, I'm pretty sure he's been filling the vodka with water."
"Oh, come on, Jeff.
Well, maybe it was you.
It's not like you don't have another bottle under the sink."
"What was that, honey?"
"Nothing. I just think you should pay more attention to the boys."
She says as Jeff passes a slow-moving sedan. He swerves back into his lane before colliding head-on with an 18-wheeler.
"Honey?
Same.
What do you expect of me? Honestly, what more do you want from me? I'm working myself to death. I could be at home watching the game right now. But here I am out here driving around. Middle of..."
"Slow down,"
she shouts.
"God damn, honey.
Slow down.
God damn, honey. You want me to hurry?
Slow down.
God damn, honey. You're the one that forgot your purse. Now you want me to slow down so you can blame me if the mall closes. The boy ain't got no presents to open tomorrow."
"No, honey. No, Jeff. I want you to slow down so Red doesn't end up with nothing but two dead parents."
"God damn, idiot. Turn off your damn brakes,"
says Jeff, hand before his eyes, tossing the minivan a bit off the road. Bobby Joe squeezes her thighs in fear, praying they make it home in one piece. Another pair of brights approach, but something slams into the windshield. Smack. Shatter. After a long moment, with her palm on her racing heart, as Jeff slowly opens the car door and steps out,
"Be careful, Jeff,"
she begs of him.
"There's cars coming. Turn on your flashers."
Yeah, I got it. Wait here."
As he walks in front of the van, 20 yards up, he approaches the body of a deer. It lies in the middle of the road, headless, bleeding out from the wound in its neck, in the beam of one good headlight.
"Goddamn deer."
The blood pools at his foot as an 18-wheeler passes by.